Hello, and welcome to Sample Spotlight Music Melodies Unraveled, where your hosts, Beatrice
and Christiana,
bring you the beat breakdown. On this episode, we are going to dive into the silly side of samples in music. Some old, fun songs will be discussed, and the girlies will chat it up about our faves to bring into the spotlight. So, Christiana, why don't we start out by talking about a few examples of the fun side of sampling methods, like what the power of the internet has the ability to toy with now.
Absolutely, Beatrice. Oh my gosh, I remember like it was yesterday, but girl, can we talk about how to start off the new year? Nardo Wick and Sexy Red dropped their new single, Something. If y'all haven't heard this song yet, this is your sign. When I tell y'all, I was dying 3 seconds in when I realized that they sampled Ice JJ Fish's song, On the Floor. On the Floor was uploaded to YouTube by Ice JJ Fish, the king himself, on February 6, 2014. History was made 10 years ago as of last month when Ice went viral for his unintentionally awkward yet humorous music video for this song, along with his off-key vocals. If you're a part of Generation Z, you should be all too familiar with Ice JJ Fish's viral song. Nardo Wick's and Sexy Red song starts off familiar with Ice JJ Fish's song. Nardo Wick and Sexy Red song starts off with a sample of his song, and then it transitions to Nardo rapping with his own twist of lyrics and carries on the same thing as Ice JJ Fish's song. This song to me was overall so funny, yet very creative, I must say. But of course, there always is going to be some haters, and they just won't let these artists be unique. I was going through the comments of Nardo's and Sexy's release, and I must say, many fans were not very amused. There were comments that said stuff like, oh, what a weak drop, and artists drop anything these days.
And, oh my gosh.
And they said stuff like, never thought I'd have to hear Ice JJ Fish's song again. So, to say the least, lots of fans wanted to put their two cents in, but I believe at the end of the day, sampling is all about being unique and creative, and it never hurts to bring back some nostalgia.
That is honestly so hilarious, and the fact that you brought in nostalgia is also really funny. So I distinctly remember hearing his song like in middle school, because there's always this one kid, the class clown, that would constantly, just randomly, the comedic timing was like everything in the middle of class, in the middle of the hallways, and then he just breaks out like, there's something about you, girl. Like, it was just so funny. And the thing, like, okay, everybody can agree that maybe the song and his like, maybe he was like out of tune and whatnot, but you can't deny the fact that everybody loved it. Yes. It was funny. It had a really big influence. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to mention the fact that he used that as the starting part of his song was really smart, if
Definitely.
You think about it.
Yes.
Because not that he's necessarily looking for a specific target audience, mm-hmm. but I think it works that way. Because
Definitely.
You're grabbing a group of people mm-hmm. that remember this being like a thing.
Right.
Like, OMG, do you remember when that was such a thing? Like,
yes.
He just did that all over again.
Right. And Nardo Wick, he's actually around our age, too. So he's in the same generation as us. Yes,
oh.
girl. Like, he looks like he's way older, but he's our age. So I can only imagine, like, he had, like, a very similar, like, middle school experience as us.
Oh, my.
Like, I just know that was part of his,
he
like,
was that
too.
Kid.
Yes.
He was that
yeah,
kid.
He was that kid in school.
Oh, no. That's so yes. funny. And, like, I don't know, like, there's probably many more examples that falls under this where
yeah.
we were mentioning that you can take audio clips, right, mm-hmm. of whatever you want, basically.
Yeah.
So people were doing, like, street signs when they were doing experimental music. Then they started taking already music melodies that were created by other artists mm-hmm. and other instruments. But then there's also the speech part, right? So there's
yes.
people talking.
Yeah.
So you can be, like, influential. I don't know if you wanted to do something, like, Martin Luther King, like, I had a dream. There's probably somebody that did that, right? Mm-hmm. But what I mean is, because the internet and because of comedy and because people like to be funny, silly, haha, kiki, somebody had to do the joke side. So they take these memes, they take these funny interviews. I know that was a different era and time. They took interviews.
Such a good era.
And they're like, let me remix this into a song. Like, why? Literally. And like, everybody was like into it. Like, I was into it. All the people were into it. The news people were into it because they were laughing. Like, maybe focus on the crime and not like the funny part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It definitely got like twisted up on YouTube too. Like, you know, they would post the interviews and then they'd do like a little remix of like the interviews and they'd like make the people talking, like they'd put like filters on their faces and stuff.
Aww.
So it was funny overall, but absolutely. And to see how music sampling has simply started off as artists experimentally using samples of simple sounds and other artists' music to now using viral memes, news interviews, TikToks, sounds, famous YouTube videos, and speeches. But yes, I especially agree with the part where you said that meme sampling has brought people together, because I can definitely recall laughing with my friends in middle school at the lunch tables about different memes and viral humorous news interviews.
I know. I mean, it's just incredible that that was a time, right? The one song that really distinctly comes out to me is about a crime that happened in Linkin Park. There was something called the Bed Intruder song by Antoine Dodson and the Gregory Brothers. But Antoine was a brother of his sister where somebody tried to come through her window and commit a crime against her. And the interview that they did with the both of them apparently caught the attention of some people.
A lot.
And it became a song. And I really, really remember that being part of my life. Like, I can hear, like, the first part of the song and just word for word, bar for bar, just sing the entire thing. Like, it's just ingrained in me. So there's probably some other stuff that definitely went through that has the same type of influence. I can't imagine if somebody took, like, the Bed Intruder song and was like, I'm going to take something about this and make a new song.
Yeah,
like, I would be on it just for the sake, like, just to laugh, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the part where you're, like, people were commenting, like, oh, like, rappers be dropping anything these days. Like, okay, and what?
And what?
Like, you can't have fun. Like, yes, I care about good rap flows. I care about what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. But, like, you got to be real. Not everybody has a story to tell.
Right.
Not everybody has their come up story, like, struggling. Like, just have fun.
Exactly.
You remember having fun in middle school? Like, laughing, kicking with your friends? Like, have some fun.
And it's almost like the funny songs and like the songs where you can tell the artists like were genuinely having fun and they used like stuff that brought back nostalgia to people. Like, those are always the songs that get the most recognition and get the most attention from, like, you know, social media platforms and people in general, like fans, you know, people will go crazy for that type of stuff. So it's just really cool to see how like artists can, you know, how creative they're getting and they're using like meme samples. So that's really cool.
Yeah, the other topic I wanted to kind of bring up is, I know we're talking about like TikTok and social media. So a lot of social media has evolved since then, and the ability that we have within the apps has grown. So I think TikTok specifically does like an amazing job of bonding different kinds of people, different audiences for whatever niche group you're in. But I think during COVID time was like interesting because everybody was locked up in their house and the creative people were like, dang, like, I ain't got nothing to do. And then there's a guy, this one doesn't necessarily fall under music sample. Well, I guess it does because some people did take his melody and run with it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the guy that's like, I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored.
Oh,
bored,
my gosh.
Bored.
Yes, I remember that.
Like, that was. What I'm saying is, like, these things have the opportunity to, like, bond a lot of people.
Definitely.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if somebody took that melody or took the guy again and they made a different song, I think it would still have a a really big influence just for the sake of like, oh my gosh, I remember during COVID when this was such a big thing.
Yeah.
It's something that everybody can kind of relate to.
Definitely.
So, where the giggly. Like, okay, because Facebook, I feel, is like a totally different thing.
Yeah, it's a different realm.
Like, it's for just sure. different. Like, the drama that you see on Facebook. But in terms of like music, you'll see like, maybe a wife and husband are like mm-hmm. arguing about something on Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like somebody's like, this can be in the background of my rap song. Like, yes. I'm going to put this in my song. Or like a literal child screaming because he stubbed his toe. Like, somebody's like, yes. this would be a good beat to put in my song. Yeah. And I think that is like, I don't know. It's a Facebook thing.
You know what? That just reminded me. I saw a meme where this kid was like, I'm going to keep it real, G. Today I got time, cuz. But I just remembered that I saw that on Facebook, and Trippie Redd literally made a song, and that was like, it was based on like that meme, like that Facebook meme. And that was like his whole introduction of that song. Like, it was like, today I got time, cuz. And then he was like, you know, and they started like rapping. Gosh. But it was, I'm going to have to show you later because it was really good. But yeah, Trippie Redd, I remember he sampled one of those videos that you're talking about, like on Facebook, how like it's just circling around.
Right.
Everybody's using like the hashtags to like get it out there. But yes, like I remember you just reminded me of that. So yeah, for sure.
That's yeah. I mean, I think everybody has their own story, their own little like, do you remember this? Like, yes. And then the other thing is like, all right, when we're talking about like the specifics about music sampling, we talked about how there's speech, there's the melodies, there's literal, like maybe the entire type of song. Mm-hmm. There's another example I have of this girl. It's one of those old YouTube parodies where she combined the two things. There was a house fire. No, a fire at an apartment complex, I believe. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. And this only thing. And this girl was interviewed by the news, and she was like, I ain't grabbed no shoes, no nothing. I ran for my life. And that story, she combined that interview with Rihanna's Pour It Up song, mm-hmm. but she titled it Permit Up. Mm-hmm. And basically the storyline was she was in the bowl getting her hair done. She's getting a perm. And the guy who's doing her hair messed her up and her hair was falling out. Mm-hmm. And the gist of the song was the fact that she lost her hair and that she needed to get a weave in because she didn't want to walk out looking bald. Mm-hmm. And the song literally just lines up with Rihanna's Pour It Up song. Mm-hmm. But that portion would go and fall under the fact that they're sampling the melody of the song. Mm-hmm. Not the lyrics, not the exact word-for-word song, but she was influenced by Rihanna.
Right.
So it's a mix of the fair use policy. Mm-hmm. So she's not going to get, like, sued for it, right? It was a parody during the time. On YouTube, parodies were, like, such a big thing, but it does fall under a category of fair use. Definitely. So they're covered. But I think the era of parodies on YouTube was also very interesting for music, right? Because people were having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I guess that's also where people kind of were exposed to a little bit more of like, oh, I have the ability to like make music and like mm-hmm. sample these parts that I like. Although it was all like fun and games, I think that was a time where probably a lot of producers kind of were like, oh, this is something that I can like toy with, you know. This is something that I could do. So the fact that you mentioned and started out with LJJ and that I think it's just more funny that he's like in our age group mm-hmm. and probably grew up knowing like similar things that we grew up with. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's what maybe older generations are not necessarily lacking, but when they listen to our current music, they're like, wait, can you play that again? Like, yeah. That sounds like so and such and such.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, when I was your age, this was the original song that they copied. Like, I have that conversation with my mom all the time. Really? She's like, you think this is the original song? No. Look up this and this and this and this. Yeah, and I was like, oh, you got me there.
Right.
You've got me there. And it's so mm-hmm. common. Like, I remember, oh, my God, this is a random sample. Mm-hmm. But there was Shakira, mm-hmm. right? At the beginning of her song where it goes like with a trumpet, like.
All right. That's not original?
No.
Oh, wow.
It is not. And then it's so funny because when people hear it, they're like, Shakira.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was in my car listening to some salsa music, bro. And the trumpets come on. Mm-hmm. And I was like.
You were like, wow.
I was like, Shakira. And then they start singing something completely different. I was like, oh, wait. And I was like, you didn't know? I was like, no. Like, I was so confident that, like, that's so embarrassing. Like, she thought she knew Shakira. No, girl. No.
Right. She said, Shakira.
No, it happens so often. Like, and I, you know, it's not terrible, right? I don't want to feel guilty mm-hmm. of the fact that, like, oh, I don't know the original. It just, right. it provides you another experience of, like, doing a little bit of research and knowing, like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
Right.
That's how I, like, listen to a lot of different, like, music genres right. and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So
very true.
It's the exposure.
Yay.
And that's why I think music sampling is just, like, there are some negatives, but I think it brings more positive than negative, right?
Definitely.
You're exposing new artists or maybe old artists that people forgot about mm-hmm. or maybe didn't really know about. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Very true.
No need to hate on it, you know? Have some fun.
I know. Those haters under that song, that made me so sad. I was like, no, y'all, have fun with it, you know?
Like, rappers be dropping anything nowadays. Like, all right, you drop something then. Like, if you don't like it, make your own song.
But it's so cool to see how much music sampling has evolved. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in on our third episode here on Music Melodies Unraveled with your hostess here, Christiana.
And Beatrice.
It's so cool to see how much sampling has evolved. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in on our third episode here on Music Melodies Unraveled with your hostess here, Christiana.
And Beatrice. I'm glad that you guys were here to listen to us chat it up a little bit. This episode was a little bit of fun, just thinking and having some nostalgia thoughts about these funny memes that we thought about. I wonder if you had some songs that came to mind that you thought were funny during your lifetime, but... In terms of our podcast, that is a wrap-up here.
Because here on Music Melodies Unraveled, the girlies will present our faves to bring into the spotlight.
Okay!